That's kind of rough.
Yeah. Just those in here on the
table.
Can I go to the other side?
No, you're fine. You may have to go get the Christmas presents. I will. We want to. Grandpa to open the presents for everyone. Anything in our house. I guess.
Well, it's certainly good.
I better say.
Have all you folk for Christmas.
Yeah,
certainly is. And we trust you're traveling more than all that severe.
Further than in time.
Wasn't bad, no.
That's good.
Right. Flash automatic with
yeah.
Okay.
What's that?
That's us. All right.
I gotta get mine.
You guys all ready? Grandpa?
Yeah.
Miles.
Hi. Yeah. Yeah, we trust y'all to travel and aren't that bad. Yeah.
You can get a picture. I like it.
This is for Grandpa, okay? Oh, that's a good view.
Don't like a picture.
We're making all the noise.
Oh, it's that noisy family of ours.
Oh, it is.
Play snow softball.
Yeah.
Did you see it, Chuck?
No.
Look at Grandpa's Christmas. There's one box.
Well, we took it all out of the box this night. You didn't tell me what you want.
The bigger red box. I didn't get you anything for Christmas. I didn't get you anything.
No, I didn't get you anything yet. Yeah. Betty and I, we had just like last year.
Which one walked away? This one?
Yeah. The other one's stone cold.
Let me see this.
That picture.
Yeah, it's good.
Well, oh my gosh.
Well, for right now, well,
his neck right off.
There's two there for Grandma. So. Yeah, I might as well bring them in.
I think it says that when the men approached them, they started to go really crazy, but then as they got closer, wasn't doing anything.
They get interlocked, you can't get them free.
And they took a bat or something.
What they said was that someone came in and broke the antlers with a bat. They broke it, so the one would live.
That one will hit.
Yeah. These vacations are great.
Yeah.
I don't know whether I want to do that.
Well, he didn't attack them. He calmed down, it said. I think. He calmed down.
Should tranquilize them.
He had a happy ending for
like,
one. What happened to the other?
Normal. People don't have...
Oh, one was already dead.
Tranquilizing agents.
And if someone was
well,
dead...
Well, that's why...
If someone was dead and seemed to walk on, both would have died.
Right, right.
Yeah. We're talking about deer, bucks doing the rut, how they walk on that time.
Nicely wrapped. I never do that.
Yeah.
Wrap it too fast.
And Pam brought a picture from their paper showing one dead and one was set free, you say, by someone coming with a bat to breaking the locked horns. And one deer got a big, beautiful buck. Yeah.
Did you ever run across any locked horns in the woods?
No, I never did.
You found horns, though, didn't you?
I found horns. Yeah, but never found any locked. Yeah, we've seen fights, but one would turn tail and take off, which is smart, you know.
Sure.
Small above, yeah.
The horns fall off every year, right?
Right.
So I would think, I'm surprised you don't find more horns in the woods.
They used a long-handled shovel.
Won't the horns be eaten by mice and stuff? Or not mice, but what will, do the horns get eaten in the woods by animals?
The horns are eaten in the woods by, yeah.
by small animals.
Animals will eat them.
Yeah, so
that's why you don't find so many.
So too many of them. It has to be
in the woods.
Well, it's,
you know, it's like
probably a calcium or something.
Like fingernails on their head.
Yeah, something like that. You ever find a machete in the woods?
I look on the bottom shelf. Get those things on the floor. Yeah, put them on the floor. Those are really neat.
Need to.
And then pull out what's in there next.
That'll be checked out.
Why don't you come up sometime and go on an expedition?
This has to go in there.
For 10 years.
I like to do that.
Okay. First, and yeah, this goes on.
10 years.
Get in there because that,
and if it wasn't good metal,
right.
It could be all
rusty. Yeah, right.
And then the two rusty things go back.
But
right. That's a puzzle.
Over the years, I've tried to find one to fit that scab. All too short. Yeah. All too short.
For like plants?
What are they?
I don't know. They're cool. For small plants.
Yeah. My golly gee.
Well, they're clay.
They're, no, they're wooden, aren't they? They're wooden.
No, I think it's clay.
Nuh-uh. It's not clay. It's wooden.
It's clay.
Well, listen. That may have been
sent. No way. Yeah, I'm inside.
Well, by you, it don't
mean. It's not clay.
Think they're little flower pots.
Oh, my gosh. It's terracotta. Oh, amazing.
Bet that one's cracked.
Mexico?
Holy mackerel!
Oh, it's a nice
hey, another Christmas. Another Christmas.
So it is a.
That's cool.
It is.
I wonder if they made it on a potter's wheel.
Whoa, where did all these come from?
It was like that.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah.
Oh, weird.
Oh, it had to have been just like
it.
Right?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Isn't that really neat though?
Okay.
Didn't just kind of like us. Didn't come like us. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. I didn't bring your presents down. Oh.
Where's Grandma?
I don't have anything.
Why not? Let's go to the store.
Where's Grandma?
Time for you guys to oh, these
hey,
are
the girl, where's the girl? Where's everybody? Get them in here. Grandpa.
I think these are just Frank and Zelda's and Grandma
driving
and Grandpa's.
Driving in vehicles.
Yeah.
Bob and Brandy and Holly's, that's all. Chuck and I aren't getting any. You're not getting any, Bob, okay? Betty's not getting any.
Red Grandma.
$60.
Hey, Chuck, is anybody checking
on
the Betty and Jennifer.
I just checked on.
You're all right?
Yeah.
That's nice. That's good stuff.
We're alive.
I like good stuff.
That's my first. Isn't that my first?
Yeah, all alive.
Big.
I like
high-priced glove.
I always liked the new glove, but it really wasn't ready for a season or two.
The plug glove
really broke in.
I think I'll be able
glove,
to use
you
that.
Just stick it up there and
you plug the
there it is. In there.
Yeah.
I didn't plug that in.
Oh,
where's that new glove?
Big glove, where is it?
This where
it's right there.
It's a little complicated.
It's an extra.
Because I'm using a central switcher.
Yeah.
So all mine were hardball.
Yeah.
You know, wire and
hey,
the receiver.
Daddy.
I thought
you saw it.
Switcher
yeah.
Where you can pick which speaker you've know, got
yeah.
Four sets of speakers.
That's what Holly's going to use.
I know. I looked at it.
Oh, you saw it?
It's about a $300 glove right there.
I found one that looks
yeah.
Like
yep. That's a nice one.
Deer hide. Deer skin.
Oh. Yeah.
$150.
Yeah. Nice glove.
Yep.
Thanks.
Is that what the pros use?
Yeah.
Did you see a quilt?
Yeah. They don't use Wilson.
Yeah.
What did you say? Did you just say something about?
We want everybody in here.
Ben to give him an endorsement.
Oh, you brought the president in here.
This would be good. Nobody would be there.
Oh,
flag today.
You got this?
Flag today.
Yeah.
Actually,
yeah.
Hit the ball.
Sardine.
Splash.
Yeah, my favorite.
Yeah.
Sardine.
Yeah.
Thanks,
yeah.
Yeah.
Did
all the way from Canada.
Yeah.
I got a nice Arnold Palmer.
Oh, these book packed in Canada.
Bag. Nice full size.
Mm-hmm.
We can use those for bait.
That's right.
Yeah.
We'll use these for bait.
Yeah.
Nice.
You could, but they won't stay on your hook.
All right. Is there anything I need?
They won't stay on your hook.
I need a good umbrella now.
So I'd eat them. Instead of using them for bait, I eat them.
Oh, you don't use them for bait?
Yeah, so
let me see those.
Yeah. But they won't, they're too soft. They won't stay on.
I see. I bet the fish like it, though.
You could use them for chumming.
Oh, yeah.
Now, that's something to think about.
Well,
think a few of these in for chumming.
Little skinny, bony fish in a box.
That's not that you need up there.
Don't think I can see it.
You could.
Sorry.
Think a few for chumming.
I don't know what that is.
Well, that might work.
Yep, open for visitors right over here.
Oh, but all you gotta do is run around the edge of that lake.
No,
there's a pack of cherries.
One over here. Good.
What was the name of the place on two?
Well, I think it was the Straits of Two. We came through the Straits of Two.
What do you call that?
Straits of Two?
Yeah.
But we were in a lot of different places.
Yeah.
If they're open.
Whatever, good fishing. Every time you throw your hook, we got a bite. Yeah.
I was looking at the record. You got quite a few that morning.
Oh, yeah.
You got 12, 10 or 12 or something.
Yeah. Quite a few is right.
Do you have that list? Did you still have that out downstairs printed?
I think there's a list downstairs.
To get back up there.
We left one list up at Timberlake.
Got a collar, too.
Where's Zelda?
Yeah.
Where's Zelda?
This is
only
place you can wear that. You got it.
She moved back here.
Where's my mother?
Charlie?
This is for Brandy.
What's Zelda?
Charlie. For Hal.
I like my indigo.
Oh, see, he just wanted to know who's back.
Where's my mom? Can't wait. Gotta wait till my mom's in here.
You have to wait for Zelda.
Get in there, Zelda.
Hi.
Hi, Jim.
Yeah. Straits of Two, you call that.
Where the rocks were, there was rocks.
All right.
And then I remember one where I had to throw to the east shore.
I think I know.
Got a real good strike in there.
Yeah.
Are you going?
Yeah.
Bob, could you move down one and let Zelda sit there?
Sure.
Please. Very nice, actually. That's okay.
Great fish.
Your daughters are waiting.
Keep a record of all those boyfriends.
Boyfriends, no boyfriends. Sports only.
Frank can open one and
build
the other.
Now
I got an
awesome
picture.
She could
open it. Let me in.
Neat. Very nice.
Who's in the pictures?
Well, nobody yet.
Is this a matching set?
That's a matching set.
Ready?
Dad, you're winning. Stop. Yeah. Oh, come on, catch up.
Look at all of the
delicious. This is awesome.
Oh! Where's Bob?
I never can find a juice lamp in this
How big are they? Okay, that's getting better.
They have all kinds of glands.
How many?
Four.
I never
caught it. Mom, honey, heart.
It's a contemporary set.
They're hard to find. Okay, here we are, Brandy.
Oh, yeah.
This is the one that I was given last night.
Thank you.
I think I know our grandma didn't want the boys. Yeah. I know, they were throwing them around the room in there.
What did you get? Yes. Yay.
Look. What'd you get? Maybe you could do the other thing.
Everything.
I know. Yes, you can do color.
She has one.
One got in the car.
Folder container.
for.
Yes, the nail polish remover.
This is what she wanted, something for the apartment.
That's right. There's one for Grandpa.
Or for your marriage.
You said in your post.
Apartment pudding.
Yeah,
chocolate and biscuit.
Thanks. Okay. Thank you, folks. Thank you.
Okay.
How old are you, Scott?
Thank you.
What else we got?
Thanks
one
again.
This
one for Holly
here. Oh my
goodness,
wait.
I'm
going to rip we're it.
Gonna, yeah, rip it. Yeah, rip it. Yeah, rip
it. Yeah, rip it. Yeah,
rip it. Yeah, rip it. Yeah, rip it. Yeah, rip it. Yeah, rip it. Yeah, rip it. Yeah,
rip it. Yeah, rip it. Yeah, rip it. Stringy
knife.
Yes.
No, you got your.
Your what?
You got it in your sewing kit or whatever you were.
Oh, that's true. It's
Your knife. Yeah. Here you go.
Yeah.
One now.
Yeah.
Why don't you find
it? But I'm just saying it's the end.
Oh boy, look at that. Isn't that nice? Yeah, boom shirt. Pajamas.
Pajamas. Can you believe that? Now you won't be cold.
Nice flannel pajamas.
Man, that's great.
Look at that.
Look at that. Man, nice. I sleep all night.
And what's that? Socks. First. That's the kind of socks I said you needed.
Yeah.
So you don't slip.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah. Nice. That's a bean.
Yep. That was a bean.
Yeah, that's great. Appreciate that.
Very nice.
Oh, yeah. Will the color work? Is that your color?
Oh, sure.
Looks good on right now. Okay, Holly, there's one here for you.
That's the
one.
That's keeping you warm.
Randy, he's having a good time with it.
Yeah. Right. Thank you all. Yeah.
What's his first name? Lionel?
Lionel who?
Bean.
Here, Mom.
Some of my pictures into a frame.
No. Oh, we didn't find the. Oh, I paid the can out, I guess. Well, it was good intention.
Tell them to put it under the thing.
That was good intention, and I had the thing out. Oh, my goodness. Look at that. Look at that question. What size is it? 14.
14
petite. 14
petite,
Mom.
For
a skirt and
14.
You never know. You know.
Check it out. We'll see if that'll. We want a fashion show.
Yeah.
You better wait till the holiday's over. We stop eating all this.
Right. I gotta stop eating. Well, I don't know. That girl.
It was beautiful. I love it.
You gotta make sure we try it on, so.
Oh yeah. Well, it can.
I think she's a 10 though.
10?
Yeah.
Well, do this.
Well, maybe you can prepare.
No. I think she's a 10 though. She's been divided.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is for the two of you, but we'll let Zelda open it.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
One for one.
for another
100 more years. Do whatever they want. Not like we don't ever do that.
No,
never. No, we never do.
I didn't write anything, Grandma.
I'll keep that put that in my
head once a bowl.
Look at this one.
Look at this one.
Yeah, that would be, isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Chasing the does, they fight for dominance.
That's just
the bigger buck fights for dominance. And mutiny wins. And see, big old tongue.
Did that take your order still take?
Just what you needed.
It's wonderful, Grandma.
What's that,
Mom? On the bed now that Grandma gave us when we got married. 24 years ago. Yes. We do still have those sheets. Thank you very much. Grandma comes to the house and she knows. Hey, I'll be from doing the laundry. Hey, these look familiar.
Linen and juice glass.
Bed sheets.
Bed sheets.
Yeah, bed sheets.
As if they didn't have bed sheets.
You're right. The ones we got are fine.
They still work.
My hands are framed.
I don't know how. You see the picture of them? They look like there's more. No, in the back there. The color looks like there's more color in it. So I'm not sure just how they're going to be when you open them up.
Wow.
That's the way the color was in the catalog. Isn't it? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they might be pink on the other side.
Exactly.
No, just like trim. Trim. Exactly. Well, she's going to open it up.
And why would not? If I can get into it. Oh, how we don't have
to do it. What are we doing to do?
What is this?
That says to Holly.
That's a nice present.
It says to Holly. Who is Holly?
It's got blue handwriting.
Oh, it's just a little bit on there.
Yeah.
Pretty. I have no idea.
It's really pretty.
Hopefully, on the soccer season,
oh, more smelly stuff.
And the carrying.
Ooh.
Mmm, smart.
Open up.
I was trying.
Yes, I needed a new one.
Yeah,
that's
kind of like
all the same roses
to your girlfriend.
Look at this.
Freesia. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, bath set.
Now, Grandpa, you need one of those.
That's
well, he's got one of those old
baths. He has one of those hanging
there's
in his shower.
That's a real sponge, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
How about that?
Thank you.
Real sponge.
Oh! Too cranky.
Yeah. Oh, here we go.
Where's the playing cards?
Charlie, let's put that out in the closet.
Uh-oh.
But so we don't lose it. Yeah,
I think you can take this out and just put them in there.
Carry it. Uh-oh.
What is this
here?
Ooh!
Ooh. Very nice.
I hope it's the right size.
That's a nice shirt.
I got a little bigger.
Oh, you didn't.
You want to get rid of
all that? Oh, no, it's fine. 17.
Oh, is it?
17.35.
Oh.
Very good.
Yeah, 16 and a half is what we found out.
Very nice.
Half.
35. Is 16 and a half
35?
Whoa! 16. What's in there?
Oh, you don't open it. Well, let me see what you got.
Do you finish with this? You don't want this
yes.
anymore.
No.
Goodbye.
Oh, that's
true. What is that? Panties?
That's something to put a butler in.
You can
put that thing around the scarf. instead of in your hair.
I'm chiming in. Thank you, Grandpa. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Got one more present here. To Frank and Zelda from Chuck, Charlie, Alec, and Brock.
Oh, my goodness. Let me see what we got here. Ooh, Grandma, Grandpa, thank you.
Ooh, Grandma, Grandpa, thank you.
That's for what Santa Claus didn't bring.
You make sure.
Thank you. I think Grandma.
Oh, yeah. Very good.
I'm leaving right now. You want to jump in the mall? Right,
who's going to the mall?
Oh.
Who?
Who's going to the mall? These girls just got money.
I buy a jacket.
Oh. Uh-huh.
Open a jacket.
You don't have a jacket at all? Oh, what would Dad have?
Oh, Dad has jackets.
He has plenty of jackets.
Dad's got all kinds of clothes.
I think
it's
a good excuse to go shopping.
What?
True. He didn't bring an outer jacket, but yeah. You've got plenty of jackets here.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's the cutest way to
decorate. So what do you think? You got, does he sleep?
Yeah. He's cold at night. He's been sleeping with a hat on his head, and he sleeps with his socks on, and he wants extra blankets.
I know.
They should be, plenty big. I hope they're big. And
Oh, how cute! Look at this.
Where'd Charlie go?
We're gonna use this as
tall lodge.
What is it?
Yeah. That's a good
plenty of room.
Tall lodge, that's nice.
It won't be tight on you.
Yeah. Tall lodge.
No, I can't either.
That's nice, Frank.
Oh, I'm gonna get it out of
here. Yeah.
They're open.
Yeah.
Waterproof. And there's one up here. And then it also came with this. That's what mine has. Really
oh,
that would have
been beautiful for these cookies.
Something like this, yeah.
Oh, that's
thank
good.
Thank you, Charlie.
Well, I've got
a cookie cutter to go with it.
Something like this, yeah, lightweight.
Oh, that's cute, Mom.
Back on airplane or something.
Chuck has one, and he just has the shell. He doesn't have the lighter, too.
This is like a ski thing.
Very nice, dear.
But it has a real nice hood in it, big hood.
Yes. Thank you, Grandma.
Mm-hmm. Can you smell your strawberry?
Yep.
That's yum.
That'd be great. Like, I should go to a ski shop then, huh?
You went to REI up in Massachusetts.
And then the
line? And
then
the smell in it. I didn't know.
Yeah. And you just put that on first.
Yeah, well, it actually zips into
we
it.
We saw this when we were there.
It'll stay in it,
and
it'll hook down onto the...
We have a candy factory.
Yeah, just like the shell.
This is so beautiful. I'm
going to
use this today.
Where'd
you get that?
Did you give us that candy?
Sardines? Was that wrapped up?
No, I just gave it to him.
No, just gave it to him. I thought it was.
Grandpa and I can have sardines this week for lunch. Grandpa and I have sardines for lunch one day this week.
Right.
Right?
Always.
So when we see your new outfit,
Owen's on like Sunday.
Is it
garbage? It's for storage, refrigerated things. It's not for cooking.
I walked around.
You didn't want the box for that.
Walk around.
Okay. Well, I guess Santa Claus is finished. Time to go home.
You can come up all day. If you come up, I'll show you what a vortex looks like.
Oh, get some pictures.
This is nice. Right, what I want. Nice stuff. Lightweight, folds up.
And it's the store is near over here. You doing all right there, dear?
Yeah. I'm fine.
skin.
Yeah.
Oh, I like those. Okay. I love these.
Oh, that over there by that restaurant there.
Yeah.
Is it still snowing or is it
stopped? What's that, Holly? Chewing tobacco? Looks like
go
chewing
smell,
tobacco.
The bath pearls.
They go in the bathtub. They're
smelly stuff.
They dissolve in the water and make the water smell good.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm. Or you can eat them.
Yeah. Oh, stay there.
Yeah. Where'd Jed go?
Oh, he's going to run the newspaper.
Paintball, huh?
I'll be back.
Yeah, shoot.
Okay.
Right there. Remind you what?
Jed?
You seen the movie The Rock?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, those pretty things.
Are you going to be home before you come here?
I'm going to
get the car. I got to
walk.
But when you come back the next time, would you bring the Friday paper for me? I want to read that obit for Faulkner.
Okay.
Okay.
Movie.
Snowing.
The Usual Suspects.
Good movie.
Huh?
What was that?
I wanted to see the obit for Bessie's brother. I wanted to read the obit for
she
Bessie's
love it.
Brother.
Oh.
Has she seen it? Have you seen Sabrina?
She's all of
yeah.
us.
Oh,
yeah.
Love.
Out to Sea will be done out on the 31st.
Oh, good. I want that one.
We'll get it.
That's a funny one. Out to Sea, remember I told you? You've got to rent that when it comes available. I've been waiting for it to come and see it.
That's,
you didn't see it.
Walter
Matthau,
I haven't seen it yet.
It's really funny. But it got Elaine all excited when she saw it because it was on a cruise ship.
Did you
know?
See it too?
I saw it.
Oh,
Dad and I went to the movies to see it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Did you say
so I called them right back. I said, you better tell Elaine that a cruise
that's
isn't like that. Because that was hectic from this first scene to the final scene. You know, there was never any stopping. It was just, but it was funny.
Did you ask me for
a
donut? You gave
one?
No.
Oh,
I said
you just
have to.
Oh.
And then he asked me, should I have one? Usually we'll tell the truth.
Pam, thanks for this. I'll add it to my dear book.
Crowd.
Yeah.
I mean, the last time you did
yeah.
tell Betty, I
didn't like it. Where'd you put his
pajamas?
Yeah.
No, he said
no. Okay.
It's perfect.
Anything else?
He knows you. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're
going to
be filled up.
What do you think?
We're going to be filled up for
a while. I keep them warm?
I guess.
That's
excellent.
That'll keep me warm, those pajamas.
Slipping.
Yeah, and quick socks.
This
yeah.
is what I want.
Those would be good. Those instead of your slippers. You put these
yeah.
on instead of your
and then she had to come to the liner.
Large and long.
Thank you for sending
and I even lustre.
Actually, with this on,
no, lustre,
and
you give it a
right up
you don't need a bathrobe if you come out. You
there
can have a sweater.
There.
It looks like a
yeah.
shirt.
Yeah. Yeah.
Probably not.
Yep.
Because he comes out in the morning for breakfast in his pajamas, usually. I don't change it before.
Sure.
Yeah.
But otherwise, it's
no, that's a good selection, Frank. Good. Yep.
They're plenty big. Holy mackerel. I didn't look at it. Look how big that is. Does it have a draw cord in it?
It looks like elastic.
I like the liner right
here. Holy mackerel.
Well, he doesn't need much there because he...
That little thing
it has to be easy for me to pull down and up.
Jackets I have.
Look at the waist on it.
You have to do it when he's in bed and hiking. You know, hike up and...
Large
room.
Nothing
for 20 degrees. I've got everything minus 20 degrees.
Well, I wouldn't want them tight, so...
No, they can't be tight. Mm-hmm.
But you may, they may fall down.
I doubt it. This duck never stands up. He never stands up, so he's either in bed or in the chair, so they're not going to fall anywhere.
But, you know, if I wear it like
I don't think we need that box.
I've ended up wearing this all the time, this winter, because it's warmer than my other stuff.
Well, not as bulky, too, probably.
No.
Green
yeah.
and
yeah.
That's what I love about this one, too. There's no bulk to it. To get it.
The green and black jacket
yeah.
sounds
well,
cool.
I have one like that, too.
Okay, so...
Mine has a hood on it.
What's the agenda?
Well, it's got a hood, but it's tucked in.
Oh,
that says there's a green and black jacket downstairs if you need it.
And a tan jacket. Oh,
that big tan with
a... Big tan jacket with a hood.
One that you gave him.
Big heavy.
Because they're not like something to keep you warm while I'm
playing. Big tan jacket with a hood.
Like you're playing soccer.
Yeah,
it's
so cool.
The freezing rain or whatever's going on up there now.
Sure.
Don't snow?
Yeah.
No, stop it.
No, but it's enough
on the ground.
Yeah. No, like extremely wet snow.
Yeah, they said
it's just rain.
So you're going to put, our pictures in there, right? Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Are we coming out?
Get you right in there.
Yeah. Mom, me.
Coming through.
I don't have any, actually.
Yeah.
I've got it.
Oh, yeah.
He smelled. Probably smell from there. That would be a neat thing to do, though. If I could round up some pictures.
No, I was just kidding. I figured you'd be putting
the boyfriend in there or
something.
Yeah, I hope you like
the boyfriend these days.
Smell.
Dude, it'd be nice for you to have
a hope you like the smell.
It's
strong. Probably wouldn't be that. Wouldn't be that strong, wouldn't it? Burning, probably.
This is the one that you went to the prom.
Make my room smell real nice. She's an engineer, actually.
Ah, cool.
Yep, at University of
Cincinnati. How's your back?
Mechanical.
Mechanical.
Well, I know what you mean. My left cheekbone.
Yeah.
So where you're sitting? Well, it doesn't matter where I'm sitting or lying. Yeah.
Are you just saying it?
Well, yeah, I mean, I would dump it right off.
I'm not going to do that.
Where it's sitting.
I want her to
go on. What is it?
So, Bob's going to give me an airplane model.
You
saw? Yeah, I want to see that.
Bob's going to give me an airplane model.
What airplane
model? Mm-hmm.
Let's go see what's there.
Let's go see it. Cold up there.
Mm-hmm. What's happening?
No, Bob's going to give me that airplane model. There's an airplane model upstairs.
In the attic?
In the attic.
Oh.
That has been here for all these years.
Holy cow.
Do you have any pictures, a little picture of
you? Oh, I think Charlie does have some pictures with us that we can give them.
Look
at that.
Wouldn't that be neat to do that?
That's a great picture.
Isn't that a great picture?
I know, if I can round up some pictures on here.
We're going to have to get two of each then.
I got plenty of room.
I've got a scrapbook now.
No, uh-uh.
Great.
So I have to fill it up with everything.
Excellent. How'd you guys get? You got the same uniform on.
It's our latest family.
I know, it's so cute with the cream sweaters and the jeans on.
I'll tell you, Bob.
Yeah. You're like,
oh, she's nice. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes,
that's nice.
Gotcha.
All the white sweaters.
It's a big plane upstairs.
Okay.
Must be 3 feet.
I don't know how you're going to get it home.
It has a...
Really? Is that big? A big one?
No boots, Dan.
We'll have to go look.
We'll have to have it shipped home.
Don't bring it down unless you want it.
Yeah, I'll take it. Yes, yes.
I
want
to look, man.
Bring it down.
Sorry?
I need that.
With all the crowd and
it,
you know, balsa wood models, you ought to come up and look at it before you bring it down.
I need something to drink.
The boys are good today.
Yeah.
They've got lots of toys on here.
Yeah. The grand boys. Yeah.
Are the roads bad, Dan?
No. No roads.
Stuff, Dan?
Yeah. Oh.
Your back
is good. I should turn it off. You know how to turn it off? Sailboat. And I had my powerboat. 28-foot powerboat. So, if you have guests aboard a boat, and you know what you're doing, you never touch anything until the captain tells you. Okay? Now, we were tied to the sailboat. And this good friend of mine, a lawyer, who'd never been aboard a boat before in his life, gets up on the bow and cuts me loose. Not cut, doesn't cut, but he unloosens my tie to the anchored sailboat. None of us were ready to leave. If you know your boat, you always start your engine first to make sure the engine works. Well, anyway, he was up there on the bow and unhooked, untied, and a wave came in. I had the glass window open and it wouldn't shrink. So he sits on it, smashes the thing. And the storm's coming up and waves will be coming over the bow to get home. So fortunately we had a little dinghy, plastic dinghy. And Bob was able to put that across the open, broken window to keep the water out of the inside of the boat.
When did I do that? When did I move the boat?
When we got in rough water.
The boat's going up and down.
Yeah.
And I'm coming up the side of the boat with no vest on.
Yeah.
No help. I'm just pulling the dinghy up the side of this boat, and he's driving into these waves. Crashing.
I'm inside with slicker on. Waterproof slickers. And my buddy here, I don't think he had on a life preserver.
And you got a lawyer in the front of the boat, right?
Yeah, he's the one that should head on the slicker. But me, I'm inside enjoying myself. we had a guest of one of the other chaps who lived in a town on the way home.
In the harbor.
Yeah. He said, "Would you please drop me off at this town? Here it is storming, see? Will you please drop me off at this town?" Well, if I'd have gone in there, it'd been midnight by the time we got home. Anyway, we took him back to New Rochelle where we picked him up. Right?
Yep.
Yep. And we got the boat home and got it back in a proper place. Yeah. Thanks to Bob. I tell you.
So how did he slip and put his foot through the window?
The window was open, so it was laying horizontal on the front deck with air, so air could come in the cabin. The window that normally is...
This is on the bow, right at like, it was up like
those
this.
Those windows came up horizontal.
He slipped there.
I don't know why he sat on it. He slipped.
Well, I think he fell on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
But these waves, we're going into the wind, these waves are quite large, and so when we come down and plow into the wave, the water would come over the bow and come right in the window.
Yeah.
So we were going to get very wet inside if we didn't block that window.
Yeah.
So we pulled the dinghy up and tied it off so the waves wouldn't. And I'm up in the flybridge later, she's steering up there, you know, going home. No, nothing on. I'm just like this, just getting soaked.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And that's when that guy was up there sitting next to me. He said, "Don't you think we should pull in here now?" I said, "Nope, Dad wants to go home. We're going home."
Yeah.
That was a fun ride. That was the best time I had on that boat.
Oh,
yeah.
Most memorable moment.
One of the memorable moments.
Yeah,
one of those boxes down there is marked the 7J's.
That'd be good, yeah.
That might be
good. Oh, we have to tell a story about Chuck then.
Everybody's heard of it, right?
let's get the thing set up, right?
We gotta go get the cat. We're gonna get the projector set up. Testing, testing. Oh, that works.
Works, yeah.
That works.
How much we got left in?
I don't know how you can tell.
That Robert Yeah, how did they plow yet?
Everything's plowed.
Everything's plowed. Road plowed.
Except your driveway.
Oh no, I don't plow my driveway. Because I have a stone
grass. Mm. You have to let it melt. I drove into your vehicle so there's a path out.
Oh, okay.
What was that?
I drove up the front driveway to his car so he's got a path.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
That thing goes great.
It'll melt quicker, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the date?
29th?
30th? 30th. 30th. It's December 30th. And what's the date? That's
okay. Yeah, also, okay. December 30th.
And what's the date?
Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Well, what we probably ought to do is put these labels on.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Rachel. I've been talking to Bob and Frank. Bob had just replaced the batteries in the smoking heat lamps for us. Yep. That was one of the duties that we listed for the boys when they came to visit.
Was this a Christmas present?
Hmm?
Was that a Christmas present?
Yeah. Yeah, a Christmas present from Betty Jed Scott Brennan.
All right.
And I'm supposed to tell my stories on tape. Now, one tape is completely finished, I believe. And the other side of this tape has something on it that we talked about. Well, yesterday we had a big storm, almost, if not 6 inches of snow. And I don't believe the roads have been plowed yet. Do you, Frank?
No, they're still working on it.
Yeah. And
Lynchburg shuts down with 1 inch of snow.
Pardon?
Lynchburg shuts down with 1 inch of snow.
Yeah. This morning, according to the radio, the mall won't open until about now, which is what, 10 o'clock?
Yeah.
But 10 o'clock now. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You were talking about the motorcycle.
Yeah.
I thought it was in France, but you say it was in South Carolina.
No, the motorcycle that I rode that turned almost into a disaster was in Wadesboro, North Carolina, during the, oh, I think it was the 1942 training exercises of most of our armies. Whole armies came south for training. And we were set up in Wadesboro as a traffic control center. And
you were in the military police, weren't you?
I was in the military police, a private at the time. That's right. I think I've told the story on another.
Oh, okay.
another one. But anyway, I'll tell Frank how I got hurt. I asked to ride one of the traffic controlmen's bicycle. I was trained on one type, and this bike that I was to ride was a different one, one that I wasn't trained on. So he let me have it, and I went for a ride. And I really didn't know how to stop it and or turn it around. So it was a nice field, grass field. So I figured, well, I can make a cycle in this grass field, which I tried to do. And the bike went into an open ditch, and they don't go too well. Open ditch. So it threw me over the handlebars and tore my trousers. But I got it back on the road and without stopping, and got it back to where we had our control headquarters. I was hurt, but I didn't complain a bit. In quickly for ride a bike again. Fortunately, I was assigned a Jeep soon after, and the traffic control headquarters was right in the center of town, and we slept on equipment boxes. That's how well we were taken care of.
What kind of equipment?
Pardon?
What kind of equipment? Equipment boxes?
Yeah, equipment boxes. Telephone boxes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the communication equipment boxes. And, but we made ourselves as comfortable as possible. But we had one incident. A lieutenant who was promoted in the field from Massachusetts State Police. And he set us up there and said, take care of the controls. So I kind of was in charge. And generals, major generals, and so forth would call in and want permission to cross or road such and such. And based on time, we're supposed to know what's going on, who's coming in the other direction, you know. So I said, this is Private Johnson. He said, I don't want to speak to no Private Johnson. At least I want to speak to a lieutenant. Well, what am I going to do? I can't promote myself. So we had an outstanding, intelligent man with us by the name of Jackson. Jackson, Private Jackson. So I closed the phone like with my hand, which he did, and gave the general directions to come on through. That was our experience in Wadesboro. And we remained privates all through this training episode. But we promoted ourselves to lieutenant at least and got through it with were flying on us, I believe. We're here, and yeah, that's something. Yeah. Yeah. I think I've duplicated that on another tape.
Another story, that's all right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. From there on, things started to move, and we were moved back to Fort Devers, Massachusetts, after the maneuvers, and things changed then because of the our platoon were like a spin-off of something made that made up for the Four Square company. At that time, we were a spin-off of a Four Square and became a platoon of a third outfit. Well, in other words, they, at the time it changed, they sent people, they sent soldiers that were 35 years old. They discharged them. They felt they were too old to be in the service, so they discharged them. And now, the ones they discharged that made up the square platoon were from the National Guard in Massachusetts. And most of them were, had been in the Guard a long time and were staff sergeants and so forth, but too old apparently, according to the new records. So they left. Yeah. So I've told a story of how I became first sergeant, but the first sergeant was a older. And Wade didn't leave permission to meet Mom in New York. Then without notice he changed it to KP. And I had to call Mom and tell her I couldn't come. However, I became first sergeant, and everything he asked for, I gave him. He didn't stay with the company long. He was transferred out. And to repeat, I was promoted to first sergeant over National Guard boys, and I told that story on another tape. Yep, it's an interesting part of my Army career. Yeah, and since Frank is here, I'm going to tell it again. Yeah, interesting part. Yeah, well. Yeah, I've told it. So I've got a lot of chocolate.
All right.
I've got a lot of chocolate, yeah. Yeah. Mm.
You need some more water?
Yeah, no, that's funny, isn't it? I like pouring it warm up a little bit. Yeah. That's spring water.
Spring water from where?
Yeah. Well, oh, about, I don't know, 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago, out at the road, we had water come bubbling up, bubbling up. Nowhere near a meter. You can see where they dug.
Oh, yeah?
At the lower road here.
Oh, I didn't notice.
Yeah. So the water we were getting, ooh, was terrible. You know, it come through dirt and so forth. And it tasted very bad. So we always had spring water in the house anyway. So after that, we've had spring going on. And our neighbors in about the same place started to bubble up to the ground. Four connections to the meters. Right four. And so they got those fixed. But they left the ground you didn't plant the seed or anything. Yeah.
Just covered it over, huh?
Mm. So in the spring we'll have to plant some grass there. Yeah. Isn't that a hard seat? Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Want me to turn it off?
Yeah, turn it off.
Yeah. It's working.
Yeah. Want me to say that again?
No, no. Unless you want to.
Well, I think I should. On the South Acres of the town. East of the town road used to be a shed about the size of the one in my backyard that had stones in the base of it. And the idea was that they would build a fire. I can't tell you what kind of wood. They'd build a fire and smoke a herring that they would catch by trawl after it was salted and brined for X number of days.
Well, you said they were trawling them.
Huh?
How many hooks did they have on this trawl line? I mean,
hundreds. Yeah, hundred.
So what they bait the whole thing?
They bait the whole thing. Yeah.
Row it out.
Yeah.
Let it go and then haul it in.
Yeah. Anchor on each end.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Anchor on each end. And a buoy. And a buoy, so they wouldn't lose it. Yep. And if you were to dig between the tree and the shoreline, you'd find those stones. Yep. Yep. The building was there for a very long time. Yeah. The building was there for a long time. About the size of one in the back, although a little more peak.
I don't recall that 10 acres. We didn't spend a lot of time there.
Is there a
ramp, a road that you can get down to have access, or do we have to build one?
Frank, that used to be a road that we hauled hay out of that field from with a horse and wagon. However, I tried to find it. I tried to find it last year because I wanted to cut it open for a path to walk down through.
Yeah.
I tried to find it the last year, but it was so thick. Yeah. That's where if you have a clear, which I always want to do, that's where you want to start. Clear that spot there, because it was great for horse and wagon. We used to haul hay out of there. Big, big hay rack. Yeah. If you ever hire someone to clear the place, that's a place to start. Yeah.
What's he talking about?
The 10 acres east of the road.
Oh, yeah.
And the idea would be to clear a path right to the shore so people can see straight down. It is a beautiful shoreline. Beautiful shoreline. Yeah. It's the best landing for somebody that operates a boat along that whole shoreline. That's the best landing.
Deep.
The water.
When the tide's in, it's deep. When the tide's in, it's deep.
When the tide's in, it's deep offshore. Absolutely. Yeah. And you can land a boat right up to the shoreline. Yeah. And jump out, you know? Yeah. That's where I'd spend the money to have it cleared. Yeah. I've made a mistake by not having it time.
On the 4-month extension?
Yeah.
They have to sell everything, right? They have to take care of the whole thing, right?
10 acres, no.
No, I mean, the trust has to handle all the pieces of property, right?
That's correct.
Or they don't satisfy their part of the bargain, right?
That's correct. That's right. You have to buy it at 10 acres, too. Yeah. Now, I gave them permission last year to sell the 10 acres, but they didn't.
We gave them a 4-month extension on the whole package.
Yeah.
We didn't give them an extension on the 10 acres, did we?
No, on the whole.
On the whole.
On the whole. Yeah. On the whole.
Well, you want to see that?
75 acres, 60 acres, and 10 acres, and 15 acres on the whole. Yeah. And someone should have a copy of the extension. Yeah. I think I'm trying to think of the use of that smokehouse. I think it was family use. Because
There's a cute little thing we found.
No, it's it's voice activated.
Oh, okay.
So when you start to talk, it'll record.
Okay, that's good.
Saves tape.
Well, did I tell you how they skin the herring after they were smoked them? No, okay. Women. The big operation was in Indian Cove. You've heard of Indian Cove. Okay. The ladies used to walk across the point to get the ladies Indian Cove. It was through the woods they walked. They took with them big, strong shears. Okay. Scissors. They cut off the head and the tail. And the ladies would make themselves finger cots out of cloth and sew them. And during the season, when the herring were running, and they bring in a lot of herring, and this happened also to the herring that were smoked in the Quimby smokehouse, off the head, and with their fingers in these cloth tips, they would take out the fillets, okay? And I tell you, it was good smoked herring. I went, next time I go to Maine, if you ever go to Maine, try to find some of that smoked herring. It's really nice. It strips, see? Smoked herring. It's not the fillet, really. See here. I don't know, Scott. Strips.
Strips.
Yeah.
No problem.
They'd pull off those. They'd pull off the skin, see? And it would hurt their fingers, of course, because what bones were in the, in the bone, see? Now, how would they pack it? They'd pack it in wooden boxes.
I just put a blanket over
wooden boxes.
Like a
spread. Oh, I see now. Oh, maybe 2 inches deep and 6 inches big. In wax paper.
Yeah. Just lay it in there. Just lay it in there.
Yeah, lay it in there. And then somebody would top on it. And that's how it was sold. Yeah. And it was good stuff, believe me. Yeah.
So it was dried and smoked. It was dried, right?
Yeah.
Salted, smoked, dried.
Yeah. And the ladies would come, my mother would come home and her fingers would be bleeding. Yeah. See, those bones would go through the cloth protectors. And they looked forward to that. The girls, the women looked forward to that because it was cash for them, you know. Yeah. Oh, they were good workers, I'll tell you. Good workers. And they'd have to walk a good 2 miles, if not further.
Where was Indian Cove? On the east shore?
Indian Cove off Route 92. Get your map again. Yeah.
On the off the east shore? Or was over in the by Johnson Peninsula?
No. It was finally, and there's a road taking you to Indian Cove.
West.
East.
East.
Yeah. East. Route 92. East, on the east, right, Ma?
Huh?
Indian Cove, east.
I don't remember where Indian Cove is.
Oh.
Is that where the old plant was?
Yeah.
Where the plant was? Right near the town hall?
Indian Cove.
No, further down. Further down.
The real big cove, after you come across. The fort is on the left, and then there's a big...
The one where the shipwreck was? The big shipwreck was?
No, further down.
Further down towards Bucks Harbor.
Yeah. Off 92.
Yeah, that's 92, all goes all the way to starboard. But is it before Bucks Harbor?
Oh, yeah.
It's in Larrabee.
After Larrabee.
After Larrabee and before Bucks Harbor.
Yeah.
There's a harbor, there's a cove.
Indian Cove. That's right.
Was that where...
I don't remember where that was.
By Clifford's?
Yeah. Below Clifford.
Past
below Clifford.
Yeah. That's Larrabee. Past Brian's.
This
map.
Is not fine enough. This
that's
map...
Not enough.
This map isn't small enough to...
No, that wouldn't tell you that. So it's after Larrabee. After Larrabee and before Bucks Harbor. Good, okay.
The daughter of Uncle Darryl Page's wife owns lots of land out there and paying taxes soon enough. Yeah, they paid taxes soon enough. Matter of fact, some taxes they didn't pay last
it's
year.
It's probably in the location of the Bar Harbor, the Bucks Harbor Mall.
By the mall.
By the mall, Bucks Harbor Mall. Close to the Bucks Harbor Mall. You know that little...
Before that.
Before the mall. Okay.
The road to Indian Cove is before that.
Okay.
Okay, this 4-month extension just changes everything from 9 months to 13 months.
Right.
Then there's no special deal on the property.
No.
You didn't give them, they don't have a special arrangement to sell the 10 acres.
Well, I guess they had that, so they still have the extension, right?
No, they didn't, no. This was because that was a special deal. That was, the special deal on the 10 acres was separate from this agreement.
Right.
So this only extends the package.
That's right. If they wanna
sell a piece of it separately, they have to come back and ask for it.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway.
Well, I just assumed they had an extension of everything they had. Mm-hmm. If they came back and said they had a buyer for the 10 acres...
Anyway.
Oh, thank you.
It was a big factory out around Indian Cove. A big place where they smoked the fish, you know. And they had some cabins there where the ladies and their husbands could stay overnight. Mm-hmm. Yep. It was a big operation out there.
You can't see that from the road, then.
No. It's 2-3 miles in from the road.
I guess I have to go get a map. I gotta go get a big map.
Yeah. Yeah, you probably should see that. Yeah. Don't know how. how many miles in, but
can't be too many.
It was quite a trip. The ladies used to walk quite a ways. Yeah. And then they'd make these golf carts. Yeah. That was the work they did at night. They'd wear out these carts in the day, you know, and their fins would be bloody. Yeah.
Where's the map?
What map?
Is there a map in the bottom chest drawers downstairs?
Main map?
Topo map?
Oh. Frankenstein. Oh, we got a map in a red folder, right? Do we have a map of Maine in a red folder?
Where's the topo map of that?
Is it in that one of the big black books?
Yeah. You know where the keys are. In the red folder. What kind of a map do you have that doesn't show that?
What? Here?
Yeah.
Well, this is an atlas of the whole United States, but they don't have details of Route 92.
Uh-huh.
They don't even have 92 on the map, as far as I can see. You have Machias, but they don't have Starboard or
anything. You want to pass me this?
Sure, yeah. Grandpa.
Please.
Thanks. You're welcome. Got it?
That's it.
Here.
That's Indian Cove?
Gotta be it, because there's Bucks Harbor.
Bucks Harbor's here. Yeah, yeah, and that's Larrabee up that way.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that must be it, and that's a wide, quite a walk in. Before the road over to the new factory, that's where you turn to the new factory. So it must be a road in here.
That's right.
Yeah.
Picard. For sure. Road through the woods.
That's Indian Cove, huh?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
Yeah.
I don't think any of us have.
I never took my movement. Got a beautiful beach there. Beautiful. Yeah. And some developer purchased that.
Indian Cove?
Yeah. He was gonna make it into a private home site. And a matter of fact, they were trying to take what's the name, Bessie Johnson's property, too? One time, Frank, let me show you. One time when I was a youngster, I walked from Bucks Harbor across. Now, this is all ledge, all rock. And I walked over and I wanted to shoot a duck, I think, that was floating in here. But I would never been able to get it, so I didn't shoot it. Yeah. 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 Boy, that's all rock and it's wild.
Where'd you get this?
Hmm?
When did you get this? This is a recent,
No, I sent for that when we were talking with Mr. C. Was that on the wall?
No, it was in the bottom drawer. Bottom drawer of the chest of drawers.
What does it say?
Oh, it says aerial survey and photo, Inc. Norridgewock Municipal Airport, Norridgewock, Maine.
Got this. The line is wrong there. We got this from Hit's outfit. Yeah. Read this.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did they put that line on there?
Yeah, they put the line on there. Okay. And I wrote them to tell them it was wrong. Yeah. But they never corrected it. Okay? Yeah. Yeah. Keep it up here, it might warn him.
Well, he's leaving soon, so he's leaving shortly.
No.
Yeah, they're going soon.
Did you start your car?
Where are they going?
Did you start your car?
Yeah.
Oh, you did.
He's coming up. He's leaving shortly.
They wanted to get away by one. They're not leaving right now. Holly's in the shower. And
oh, that's a shame. Charlie?
Gotta go today.
Oh, dear, I just mean. I'm going to show you where there used to be a bridge.
On that map?
Yeah, I think so. Mainland. Let's find the mainland. So what's wrong?
Right here, yeah. Mm-hmm. Down on the bottom.
Mainland of what trouble? Yeah. Used to be a footbridge to Small's Point. Is it small?
Small's Point.
Yeah, it used to be Small's Point.
Well, yeah, wasn't there a bridge across this?
Yeah, that was a footbridge. Mm. I used to go as a kid with a drop line, okay? After I found clams and those wiggly worms in the salt water, I have to lay on my belly and catch flounder off of here on incoming tide off of that footbridge.
Okay, it was right in here.
Yeah. There used to be good fishing. Yeah. Let me show you what they're doing on Small's Point. Where's Small's Point? It goes here? Across to the point here. Yeah.
That left turn road down there.
Yeah, down here.
Yeah. See, out on the point, a small point, they're building a new salmon processing plant.
On the south side of Bucks Harbor. Are you talking on the south side of Bucks Harbor?
East side.
Where the old lobster trap was, where the lobster place was?
Yeah, they tore that down.
Okay, that's over here.
Yeah, they tore that down and building a bigger pier. And the big processing plant is being processed near it. Yeah, and it's going to bring big income to them. That's why I was thinking that the 10 acres might be a good investment.
I'm just wearing something different on my feet instead of those old walking shoes. One of these guys is going to be a lobsterman.
And he'll want a bigger house, you know. Yeah. Nick is a beautiful piece. But you never know. It's like, right at the moment, they live in mobile homes and postage stamp lots.
Right.
So they don't have to pay big tax, you know. Yeah.
Did he put that up?
Four done squeaked down.
Yeah, they haven't done it. Yeah, it's still the same. They haven't. Nobody did anything to that.
Oh.
They didn't fix that. They bought the new strip they bought to put on the door is downstairs in the garage. So.
4 months to see what happened. Yeah. Nothing we should learn why they didn't buy it. And they should tell us, I would think. Yeah, I would think. If it's Mr. C, I would ask Mr. Talbot to find out from Mr. C's attorney what is it, reason for his claim? Yeah. On what basis does he claim? I'm talking about the 75 acres. He has no claim to that line.